Fresh FM has been named the third most admired media brand in Namibia by the Brand Africa Awards 2024-2025. Fresh FM, a privately owned radio station with vibes and a whole lot of heart and soul. To our team and you, the listener, you give main character energy. We see you, we hear you, we vibe with you.
And we would be nothing without you. Time is exactly 8:28 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. A very good morning to you. So as we mentioned earlier on, we're going to be having a conversation about the policies that govern our oil and gas. And also, I think most importantly, the opportunities for you and I in this space. And the time has arrived for us to get right into that conversation. So this morning, we're having a conversation with Carlo McLeod, and he is the special advisor and also deputy head at the or for the petroleum upstream unit at the Office of the President. How are you doing today, Carlo?
Good morning, thank you so much for having me.
Are you low-key mad at us for having you here so early in the morning?
I'm a bit grumpy, yes.
You're a little bit grumpy? What can we do to make it a little bit better?
Well, the coffee is doing it for me.
The coffee is doing, yeah. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
So, you know, I have also taken so much interest in the space of oil and gas. I found myself also just pursuing qualifications in supply chain management. Never thought that I would be, because I've been doing marketing for so long and I just felt like this is my thing. It comes naturally. Yeah. And then I thought to myself, let me challenge myself a little bit, right?
Sure.
So how excited are you for the rest of the week, though, before we get right into the conversation?
Well, it's going to be a lot of preparation for the week after that.
Okay, okay.
And we are all geared up to do whatever we need to do in order to bring, you know, the good news to the nation,
to the
communities, and ensure that there's maximum participation, because this is a very valuable policy.
Yeah.
And we need all inputs from all sectors.
Oh, absolutely. So to begin with this conversation, could you briefly just explain to us what the National Upstream Local Content Policy is all about and why it's so important for Namibians or just Namibia as a, in general at this stage?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The National Upstream Local Content Policy is essentially a framework to ensure that Namibians fully benefit from the opportunities that are arising from the oil and gas developments in our country.
Yeah.
Now, with recent discoveries offshore Namibia, we are entering a new era, and this policy is basically to guide us how to integrate our people, the businesses, as well as our institutions into the petroleum value chain. It is important at this stage to do that now, because the sector is still developing, and we must set the right foundation now so that Namibians do not remain just spectators, but active participants and beneficiaries.
All right. So what would you say are some of the main objectives of this regional outreach program, and which regions will be engaged first, though? Just curious.
Thank you. The main objectives of the outreach are to consult, it's to inform and listen. We want to raise awareness about the draft National Upstream Local Content Policy. We want to gather feedback from the communities and the stakeholders, and to build a shared understanding of how the policy can best serve Namibians.
Okay.
Now, the consultations will commence in the Karas region, starting in Lüderitz on the 1st of September, followed by Kettemanswerp, before extending to other regions across the country to ensure that all areas are engaged in this important dialogue.
Yeah, so you're rolling out next week, Monday.
That's correct.
And your team is more than ready.
That's correct.
All right. So in practical terms, though, how does the National Upstream Local Content Policy promote local participation? And I think most importantly, just the conversation of job creation comes, right? So how does that, or how is that going to be creating job opportunities for Namibians?
Very good question. The policy promotes meaningful local participation in several ways. That is, one, mandating companies to source goods and services locally where the capacity exists. Secondly, is to prioritize the employment of Namibians where expertise are available, and then also investing in the training and skills development of Namibians, as well as emphasizing capacity building for local companies to strengthen their competitiveness and ensure the long-term sustainability of Namibian firms. Now, over time, these measures will translate into job creation, technology transfer, and the growth of Namibian-owned businesses that can effectively supply the petroleum sector and the related industries.
And I think also somewhat, because I can tell you something right now, Carlo, is that a lot of our listeners do own businesses in terms of like they have the 8-to-5s, but on the side, we're also just running our own businesses, right? So local businesses often face quite a number of challenges, obviously, trying to make it out there, trying to, you know, find their niche and be competitive, but competing with established international players. How do you think the policy seeks to empower and protect Namibian businesses in general?
That is indeed a very legitimate concern.
Mm.
To address this, the policy introduces measures to level the playing field by encouraging partnerships between the international operators and local firms, thereby setting minimum thresholds for local content and ensuring fair opportunities for Namibian suppliers. Now, as highlighted earlier, the policy also promotes capacity building to enable Namibian businesses to grow stronger, become competitive, and eventually meet international standards.
Yeah.
Ultimately, this is about empowerment through opportunities, skills, and sustainable partnership. That's the essence.
Yeah, and you know, the conversation for most of our listeners, or even just the youth in general, has been all about collaboration, right? In case you just tuned in right now, very good morning to you. We're having a conversation with Carlo McLeod, and he's a special advisor and also deputy head of the petroleum upstream unit in the office of the president. Now, speaking of collaboration, right, can you share with us right now, and also the listeners obviously, the presidency plans to collaborate with communities, local authorities and other stakeholders during this outreach that rolls out, you said, next week, Monday, the Karas region, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we see this as a truly collaborative effort. The presidency, through the upstream petroleum unit, that is us, we are working hand in hand with the Ministry of Industries, Mines and Energy, with the regional governors, local authorities and community leaders to reach as many Namibians as possible. The outreach is designed as a two-way process. We share information on the policy, but more importantly, we listen to the voices of our people so that their perspectives are reflected in the final version of this policy.
So I think that just brings me to my next question. I'm very curious to know how are they going to benefit from it? So anyone who's in the space of small or medium enterprising or business, how will they benefit directly from the National Upstream Local Content Policy?
Yeah, you know, young people are actually at the heart of this policy, as well as the SMEs. And for the Namibian youth, the policy emphasizes that petroleum companies must provide training, they must provide internship and employment opportunities in the petroleum sector and the related industries. As for SMEs, the policy creates avenues for them to supply goods and services with support mechanisms to build their capacity and competitiveness. Basically, we want to see Namibian entrepreneurs and young professionals playing an active role in the oil and gas value chain.
And you know, I think that brings me to an article that I read last week, that Petrofund is so far has trained around about 432 interns. So it looks like Petrofund is doing their part, hey? So final words from you. What message would you like to leave the Namibians regarding the role in ensuring the success of this policy and this outreach program?
Yeah, so just before I address that, I just want to proudly also mention that I'm actually a beneficiary of the Petrofund scholarship.
No way!
Yes, yes. I did my master's in oil and gas law in Aberdeen University a couple of years ago.
Fancy.
Thank you. Petrofund is really doing a good job in Australia.
Oh, fantastic. That was for you.
Thank you.
Got him off guard.
So I think if I can do that, everybody can do it.
Everybody
all the
can
Namibians
do
can do it. So just Namibians, look out, apply, and please take part.
Absolutely.
This is your time.
Yeah, so many opportunities. Hey?
Right, right.
Yes, yes. So final words for you, for the Namibians.
Thank you. My message is that this policy is for Namibians, by Namibians. Its success depends on our collective commitment from government, the communities, businesses, and individuals. Therefore, I encourage all Namibians to participate actively in this consultation process. Please come and share your views and to take ownership of this process. Together, we can ensure that our natural resources are managed in a way that delivers jobs, growth, and prosperity for current and future generations.
Mm. Let's quickly talk about this outreach programs, right? So you're rolling out next week, Monday, in Luderitz, or starting off Luderitz and then Kiet Mansoop, right? I just want to know what exactly will be happening on the date, on the day, wherever it is that you might be, regardless, which region you actually focus on, right? I just want to know what will happen on the day. Obviously, information sharing, but then what else will be available to whoever decides to attend the sessions for themselves?
Yeah. Firstly, this session is for the community, and the community basically, you know, involves the local person on the street, the business communities, as well as NGOs and anybody basically who has an interest also in the oil and gas sector. This engagement is taking place from the 1st to the 17th of September. And like I said, we will be starting off in Luderitz. That is on the 1st of September, 2025. And then we will be moving to Kiet Mansoop, the 3rd of September. Thereafter to Mariental on the 5th of September. And then there will be a division of the three groups that will be on 8th of September, one in Hobabas. One in Opuwo, one group in Rundu. And on the 10th of September, there will be a group that will be going to Ochivorongo, Otapi, and Kurunkuru. On the 12th of September, there will be a group that will be going to Walvis Bay, to Oshakati, and to Katima Mulilo. On the 15th of September, there will be a group going to Enana, and rounding off on the 17th of September in Omithia. So the approach is that we are going to give a brief overview about the status of oil and gas in Namibia. And also then introduce the policy and the key issues that are in the policy. And then also just to give the community the opportunity to listen and then give their inputs on this. That is basically the essence of this.
Fantastic. Carlo McLeod, thank you so much for your time this morning. This was definitely insightful. I know a lot of us also got a little bit too excited when we started hearing about oil and gas in Namibia. It's going to be thriving. Then the oil and gas conference that was so successful just a few weeks ago. So that is Carlo McLeod, who is a special advisor and deputy head of the petroleum upstream unit. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Now you can enjoy your coffee in peace.
Thank you so much.
Yes.